Can you hear that? That's the sound of the future. In this podcast, we futurecast what we think the game of hockey will look like in 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years from now. And today we're going to have a look at how we learn the game of hockey. In a previous podcast, we talked about virtual reality and augmented reality. And what we heard from you is that you guys aren't entirely sure what the difference is between those two. So when we talk about virtual reality, that is replacing all of your reality. That's where you put on goggles with the Oculus Rift and you don't see anything in front of you that is in the real world. It's all made up. It's all virtual. Augmented reality, on the other hand, takes the real world and adds to it. And that's where things get pretty exciting. The most likely first exposure that any of you will have with augmented reality will still come from your PlayStation or Xbox, and it's going to include some goggles that will allow you to use that TV but also use the room around you. You can now place things in various points of the room just by configuring the room with a couple of eye movements. The cameras and the sensors in your goggles will watch your eyeballs and the way that you move your head so that you can accurately grab things from around you, ammo from your left, weapons to your right. Just about anything that you want in the room can be set up to be a part of the game. But what we're exploring today is, what if it wasn't your living room? What if it was a sheet of ice? So imagine that you go through your same process of going for a morning skate and shoot. You get up at the crack of dawn, throw a little coffee down your throat, head to the rink, and get yourself ready to play hockey. Hopefully there's not too many people at the rink so you can have a whole section to yourself. And if you can, then imagine if you happen to have some augmented reality goggles on. True, you might look silly, but believe me, those are going to get better, and pretty soon Google will present their contact lenses that use augmented reality software built into them already. So if we skate on the ice, do our stretches, and get ourselves ready, we go and we have a stop right in front of the net, right between the dots. This is where we configure our augmented reality glasses. We use the left part of the post, the right part of the post. Once we can configure where the goal is and where the goal line is and the shape of the goal, the rest of the ice is already in the software. We already know where that is. And guess what? We've got some software in there that's going to be our personal trainer. We're going to have some set drills that we can do, we're going to have some set goals that we need to score, and we're going to have some set spots on the ice where we can practice passing to people who aren't even there. And while this might sound like it wouldn't be much fun at all not having another person there, there's another piece to this puzzle: gamification. So now that I'm all stretched out and I'm ready to play a little bit of hockey, I turn on the simulation that I want to play. Right now, it's going to start me off with some really simple stuff. I'm going to shoot one puck around the corners, and then I'm going to try to hit with another puck. So this is simulating somebody moving, and I'm trying to pass to them. If I hit within 5 feet of that puck, I get plus 10. If I hit that puck itself, I get plus 50. And I start to build a score, my goal, my aim for the entire session, that I can then improve upon. It's starting to sound a little bit more fun, right? Well, we can add in some other things too. That augmented reality can actually put a goalie in front of you in the net. And even though the puck goes right through the fake goalie, it won't count if it does. You have to hit the corner. So you can make that goalie bigger, smaller. You can even start to decide who your goalie is. Do you want to score in Varley or Picks? Pick a goalie. What about pylons? The tires, the cones, all the things you typically see out there. Well, guess what? If you look down at the ice, you can present a stick handling drill, something where you have to go around these dots. And if you hit them, they turn red. If you don't hit them, they turn green. You go as long as you can and you still get more points, all the while building towards your overall score, which is your motivation, your intrinsic motivation, which is at the root of gamification. The opportunities available for what you can do with this heads-up display on the ice by yourself are limitless. Combined with some of the other technologies we've been talking about, you can actually take game data and where you messed up and load that into the software and the simulation that you're playing so you can get better. You can relive that moment and fail, fail, fail until you get good. Fail your way all the way up to success. That's important stuff and that's powerful. Once we can start to use that augmented reality to gamify these games and to learn the way we learn with games, use the mirror neurons that we get from watching how things work in a game and to bring them to real life, that's powerful. That's really powerful. So the next time you see a guy on the ice talking to himself, acting like somebody's out there with him, he might be crazy or he might be ahead of the game. He's got the first augmented reality practice kit you've ever seen. Does this sound like crazy talk to you? Well, just remember this: genius is insanity right up until it works. This and all of our podcasts are brought to you by Absfam, absfam.com. Some of the coolest hockey shirts you can only find online. Go check them out at Absfam. You can also subscribe to this podcast by going to iTunes and searching for Colorado Hockey, or just go to the website and click on the button that says Get It on iTunes. Stay awesome.